This is a continuation of the re-recording of an operational phone at position 34, National Operations Manager. The time frame covered on this side of the tape is 13:15 to 14:15 Universal Coordinated Time.
Then after that, it'll be the route he needs is, what do you got, Victor 166 VLAY.
Okay.
Baltimore, Linden, LDN, J-134, the Bravo Uniform Mike.
Okay.
J-110, the Boulder.
Okay, that's all I need. You have FMN for Boulder?
No, BUM, or J-110, the Boulder, BLD.
Okay.
Direct Las Vegas.
Okay, and the St. Louis one will be 166 Belay and...
St. Louis, all right, see what we got here. Okay. We got, let's send him out over, it'll be Linden, same route to get to Linden.
Okay.
J-134, Falmouth, which is FLM.
Okay.
Direct Pocket City, which is PXV.
Okay.
Cue Ball 4 arrival, St. Louis.
Cue Ball 2 St. Louis.
Q-B-A-L-L-4.
Oh, yeah, we got that. Okay, okay, that's what I needed.
Let us know.
And here, hold on. John, what's our fax number up here?
Well, I got, there'd be like 50 pages of these routes I got, so.
215-492-4251, and I'm going to work through Washington to see what they're going to need for you, and, you know, if we have to, even if we have to do 20 trail, you know, as long as we can get some of these guys out.
Yeah, tell me the number again, 215-492.
Where the heck, 4251.
Yeah, I got the 215 for it. Tell me the rest.
Okay, 215-492-4251.
All right, I'll have office fax at one of these route sheets.
Okay.
Actually, you know, it's a big document, like 50 pages.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Hey, this is Ben Swiney again at the command center.
Yes, Ben.
Trying to get an update on your ATC zero status and so we can affect some type of plan, long or short, regarding your
long-term
ability to
plan,
operate.
Ben, listen to me. Long-term plan. No arrivals, no approaches, New York metropolitan area, UFA. That's a long-term plan. Put that in your log, and we'll call you with an update.
All right. The I'm not going to do it. It's not that simple, though. We need to. What are you doing with the aircraft that are presently in the air?
They're going to alternate airports, and we're asking them where they want to go, and that's what we're doing with them.
All right. And who has initiated that plan of action?
Facility manager, New York Center.
Okay, believe that based on the events that have occurred, that nothing should exit or egress the New York Center airspace.
That is correct.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
standby, please.
Your tree conundrum.
Williamsport, standby, please.
Williamsport.
Standby, please.
Williamsport.
Williamsport. Hey, Tom, disregard. This is the ATC 0 for New York Center. Does everybody have that? Standby, please. New York Center is declaring, this is the command center. Time now is 1322 Zulu. New York Center is declared ATC 0 at this time. Anybody that has any aircraft inbound to the New York Center area, just find a place to hold them out, find a place to put them elsewhere. Again, this is the command center. Time is 1322Z. New York Center is declared ATC 0 at this time.
Okay, what's
pretty
got that busy?
Command center is out.
Ground up all your flights into the Washington metro area, please.
I'm sorry,
ground stop all flights into Washington metro area, Dulles, National, and Baltimore.
Okay, we'll do it.
And UFA, thank you.
Okay,
while
I have you.
Oh, who's this? I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Washington Center.
I'm sorry, Washington Center?
Yeah, Washington Center.
Yeah, get it, Wash. I was at ground up all your flights, well, everything grounds up anyway, so the New York area, you know about that, right?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I'm just ground up, well, right now it's just into UFA. Ground stop and everything into the DC Metro area also right now.
Lana's got a question. Are we going to have to hold the DC Metros, or will Wash be able to accommodate what's in there?
They should be able to help you what's in the air there. I believe they should. This should be a problem. Right now, I want everything ground stop. What's on the ground? Just keep it there for a while until we get everything squared away here.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You want us to ground stop RSQ, right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Indy Center, stop from the command center.
Yes, sir.
Reference American 77.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any indicator? I guess you're tracking a primary. Is that correct?
Do we what?
Are you tracking a primary target?
Absolutely not. Thank
no?
you. No. No communications, no primary target, no ELTs in the area. Gone.
He's just gone. Okay. No indication of which way he went. Thank you.
No indication of which way he went.
Thank you.
We are working on trying to backtrack with NTAPs and whatnot to see, you know, where we saw him last, see if we can get any primary target following, but...
All right. Well, I'm trying to outguess some crazy minds, but I'm thinking the Sears Tower in Chicago.
Well, the timing would indicate it was not the second aircraft that went into the World Trade Center. It happened about the... He didn't appear at the same time as that.
We believe we know who it was, but I'm thinking that the location is about the proximity to Chicago as the earlier ones were to New York when they took...
Somebody better give some alerts there.
All right.
Okay, thank
Thanks.
You. Bye.
Centers is Rob.
Rob, Steve is Philly. Is there any idea for you to know how many diverts we're going to be getting?
No. It just depends on who's out there and where they want to divert.
Okay, now the other problem is New York Center is zero. Washington just stopped everything, so we have no departures, or we can't depart. Our gates are just about full because we're getting ready for our, you know, the arrival and departure push.
I understand that. Okay, so your divert level is absolutely...
No, I'm not saying that. It's just that, you know, is there any way to know how long Washington is also going to be stopped?
No. way I can come up with it right
now. Now, is there, I guess, because New York's not taking anything, and they're holding all over the place.
They're holding all over the place, and they're trying to, right now, find out what they're going to do and what they've got, yes. LaGuardia is landing, is my understanding. The only place that's really closed is New York. So,
LaGuardia
and Kennedy, as far as I know, are still landing at this time, so they may be able to get some traffic in those two places.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Baltimore. Hey,
Baltimore, did you
just ground
stop all your departures?
We just came out, right?
Yeah,
departures?
Just came out, everything. No, nobody takes off.
Ground stopping, everything.
Everything, everywhere.
Okay.
All right, we got it.
All right.
Yeah, we got Chicago Center, New York Center, and then D.C., Baltimore, and Philly. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Okay, we're going to stop. Okay, no airplanes in the air. Bye.
This is Raleigh Grimes on Wonder. I didn't catch all that. You have some old traffic. This is Raleigh Grimes.
Yeah, Raleigh Wonder Command Center. Right now, we're ground stopping everything.
Everything into the system, regardless of where they're going.
Nobody
right?
Depart. No.
Thank you very much. Charlie, got it, Wanda.
FA Washington Operations Center. Be advised, calls may be monitored. Please stand by.
Please enter your four-digit passcode followed by the pound sign.
Command center.
You have entered an invalid passcode. Please try again.
Correct. What I transferred that is there will be no air traffic clearance to anybody, VFRI or airborne. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's appreciated. Thank you.
You have entered an invalid passcode. Please try again.
Hi, did the command center get through to the telcon? Good morning, Command Center, Ellen King.
Hi, Ellen. This is Charles calling from MassMutual. How are you?
From where? I'm sorry?
I'm calling from MassMutual.
Okay, go ahead.
I have, as you know, what's going on. We have a company that is based in the World Trade Center, is Oppenheimer, and our chairman is in Boston, trying to leave Boston to come to our home office in Springfield in a helicopter to activate our disaster recovery program, and we're not able to get him out because of the...
Can't fly through New York Center airspace right now.
Well, we're going from Boston Logan Airport to Springfield, Mass. That's like directly west, nowhere near New York. And like I said, one of our companies was in the World Trade Center, and we need to get him back to where we can activate our program.
I have your request. Hold on just a minute. I may be a minute or two getting back to you.
You need the tail number?
No, I need you to hold on for a minute, please. Thank you.
Just tell Brad we don't have time to talk. All he just wants a hug. We don't have time to give hugs today. It's Brad. He just wants a hug. He wants everybody to stroke him. He needs to just hang up his earphones. I know.
Command Center, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob.
We're in New York.
Okay, tell me the call.
The call sign is November 101 Mike Mike.
10 Mike Mike?
November 101 Mike Mike for MassMutual.
Okay, and out of which airport?
It's coming out of Boston Logan.
To
Springfield, Mass. Our private helipad. And it's a Sikorsky S-76 C model. We're currently getting the chairman to the helicopter, and you know, as soon as he's there, we'd like to try to get him back here, if that's possible.
Okay, we are leaving an awful lot of security matters up to our facilities as they're able to see what's going on. So we will pass that message, and we'll do the best we can.
I understand. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Toronto Dan, Command Center, how are you doing? Hey, we'd like to ground from everything out of Canada to the U.S., okay?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Okay, so we're about to involve U.S. safe now.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.
Presidential support, you think?
That's what Patterson Tower said. Said NAOC, presidential support.
I don't know whether
to release this guy or not.
I don't know either, because they've got a whole bunch of nonsense like that.
Command Center, this is Rob.
Essential Ligotti, just so you know, we're just about complete with our relocation. We've delegated our airspace to the TRACON, and we'll be at our alternate site at the US Air Terminal.
As soon as you get a phone number, we can get a hold of you.
Yep.
Let us know.
We'll go.
Thanks. Command Center, this is Rob.
Command Center, LaGuardia here. Here's a number to get in contact with us.
Go ahead.
718-718-533-2409-2409
or 2401.
Okay.
Who is this?
This is LaGuardia Tower.
Give me your initials.
Echo Zulu.
Thank you.
And yours?
RG.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tracon.
Tracon, Command Center, a couple of questions. JFK, are you still taking traffic and landing there?
No.
And
no, everything in November 90 is shut down.
And nobody's, okay, so you're not taking anybody to any of the airports right now, is that correct?
Right.
Stuff that's airborne, are you trying to get them to divert, take off somewhere else?
We're not working any airplanes right in the room right now. I don't know what the centers or surrounding centers are doing.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome.
Command Center. This is Rob.
Hey, Rob, Carl, can you bring up Boston Center for me, please?
Sure, hold on, Carl.
Boston Center.
Hey, Boston, Tracon here. Reference Panta 5-5 that's over the top of Kennedy right now. We need to somehow have a focal point or someone we can talk to immediately in case we do observe any other targets. And we're just trying to ascertain on how we should go about doing that.
Hold on, New York. Okay, you're asking about what you want to do with this fighter holding up over Kennedy in case there's a more suspicious aircraft. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, hold on just a second. I'm trying to talk to the boss on this. Tracon, you still there?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You're looking for a point of contact to talk to about the coordinating this F-15, right?
That's correct.
How about if we set up the hotline? Will that work for you? The New York Tracon, the hotline?
No, I just think if we had a number that we knew that the line would stay open. Hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second, Boston.
Sure, no problem.
You think you have a focal point that if we do observe something, we're able to get a hold of immediately. They want to know, should we just do it on the hotline? And I'm just thinking, if they just dedicate a line to base, that I know that number is going to stay open, we're able to call, maybe.
Hey Boston,
we're still here.
Are you guys? If you guys are able to man the hotline, we'll do it on the hotline then.
Okay, we'll come up on the hotline just as a focal point for any kind of coordination to be done with any things like that. All right.
Okay. Very good.
No problem.
Thanks.
Okay.
Command Center, this is Rob.
Command Center, Philly, we need to know if the withholding of departure clearances to VFR and IFR also apply to militaries.
The military's going to have to verify it through the Defense Department. They're going to have to go back and find a way to come back through. I'm not giving it to you. They're going to have to go through their next level up and come back through the Command Center and get that.
Okay.
So, yes, it does apply.
All right, thanks.
Command Center, this is Rob.
Hi, Rob. We have the helpline established at the New York Tricon.
We're up to it. We're up on it, too.
Okay.
Command Center, this is Rob.
Hello there, Washington Approach.
Hi.
Make sure that the center does not have anything above our airspace also. The Secret Service is going to start shooting at anything in the air.
Well, hold on a second. Let's tell Washington Center.
I'm telling you, and I got to get out of here.
Are you abandoning the...
we're not. I got to get off this line. The other ones are ringing.
Washington,
I just got a call from Washington Approach Control, DCA. They said that if there's anything above their airspace over there, that the Secret Service is going to free fire. So make sure that the airspace in the Washington National area anyway is clear.
How high up?
He didn't say. He just said don't bring it over. So I don't know.
Okay, anything just over the whole approach airspace?
That's
or
what
just
they
the airport?
Said. This is what he told me, and he just dived off the line.
Okay,
just around
airplane.
Washington National.
Okay.
He just said the Secret Service evidently is getting ready to, anything that moves up there, they're going to take it out.
Okay, and National knows. I'll tell you.
All right, yeah. Command Center, you guys called earlier about the military traffic that was trying to get a clearance out of there. Are they still trying to get out of there?
No, it wasn't out of here. Trenton Tower called about VFR military traffic.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I talked with Navy Willow Grove, and they understand what the situation is. So.
Okay, good enough. Thanks.
Okay.
Command Center, this is Rob.
Yeah, are you in contact with the FBI?
Not directly.
Okay, they're on the phone right now. They want to find out, they want to get a confirmation on United 93, find out there if there are terrorists confirmed on board.
I'll have to call you back. Who is this?
This is Bob Arcadipan at Newark Tower.
Give me your initials.
Sierra November.
CN, I'll get right back with
you.
Okay. Right on.
This re-recording will continue on the front side of a second tape.